Theoretical recap. When building web pages, links that point outside your own site, external resources, documentation, tools, partner pages, require specific handling to ensure a good user experience and proper security. Two HTML attributes are central here, target and rel. The target attribute on an A tag controls where the link document opens. The most commonly used value is underscore blank, which opens the link in a new browser tab or window. Other values include underscore self, default, same tab, underscore parent, and underscore top, but in day-to-day front-end work, underscore blank is the one you will use most. The rel attribute describes the relationship between your page and the linked resource. For external links, the two critical values are no opener and nor referrer. When you use target equals underscore blank without rel equals no opener nor referrer, comma, you expose your page to a security vulnerability called tab napping. The newly opened page can access and manipulate the original page via window.opener. Adding rel equals no opener nor referrer closes this vulnerability and also prevents the destination site from knowing where the traffic came from, referrer information. A correct external link looks like this. A href equals https://developer.mozilla.org target equals underscore blank rel equals no opener nor referrer greater than mdn webdoc/a. A common mistake is using target equals underscore blank alone, without the rel attribute, or using rel equals nofollow when you actually need no opener nor referrer. Nofollow is an SEO directive, not a security measure. Keep these roles clearly separated in your mental model. Workshop brief. In this workshop, you will build a complete, well-structured HTML page that presents a curated list of external resources useful for a junior full-stack web developer. This page will consolidate your knowledge of HTML lists, ordered, unordered, and description lists, hypertext links, anchor navigation, and now the correct use of target and rel attributes on external links. Think of it as a real deliverable, a reference page you could actually publish and share with peers or include in a portfolio. The page must contain at least four thematic sections of resources, organized as follows. First, create an internal navigation menu at the top of the page using anchor links, a href equals hashtag section I greater than comma so the user can jump directly to each section. You practiced this in the previous workshop on internal navigation. Each section must have a clear heading and a unique id attribute. The four minimum sections should cover distinct topics relevant to your training. For example, HTML and CSS references, JavaScript documentation, developer tools, and community or learning platforms. You are free to choose the exact topics and resources, but they must be genuinely useful and real URLs. Within each section, use the most semantically appropriate list type. If the resources have a logical rank or priority order, use an ordered list, ol. If they are equivalent options, use an unordered list, ol. If you want to associate a resource name with a short description, use a description list, DL, DT, DD. You must use at least two different list types across the page. Each list item must contain a working external link with the correct target and rel attributes. For each link, you must also provide a short, meaningful link text. Never use click here or raw URLs as link text. This is both an accessibility and a professional quality issue. Optionally, you may add a brief one-sentence description of each resource either as a DD element or as plain text alongside the link. This is encouraged but not strictly required for every item. Once you have built the core structure, review your page critically. Check that every external link opens in a new tab and carries rel equals no opener nor referrer. Check that your internal anchor links work correctly. Validate that your list types are semantically justified. Be ready to explain your choices. Finally, ensure your HTML is clean, properly indented, and that all tags are correctly opened and closed. You are encouraged to run your file through the W3C HTML validator, validator.w3.org, before submitting. You are allowed and encouraged to consult your previous course lessons on lists, hypertext links, and internal navigation. You may also use any internet resource such as MDN WebDocs, W3 Schools, or CSS Tricks. You may work alone or ask for help, but the final file must reflect your own understanding and decisions. Be prepared to justify your structural and semantic choices.